This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Monday, November 24, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Friday, Bombardier Transportation UK and the Strategic Partners Group officially launched its joint venture track laying contracting company, Isitimela Rail Services. The company had been subcontracted to complete the track works aspects of the Rapid Rail project in a contract worth 820 million rand. Isitimela CEO David Cottrell said that the company would be responsible for a number of aspects, including the supply of materials for the installation works and providing the plant and equipment to execute the track works. It likely would also be appointed to conduct the track maintenance when the Rapid Rail project was completed. Meanwhile, Gautrain Management Agency CEO Jack van der Merwe said that the transformation and empowerment had to leave a legacy.
Transformation, empowerment can only work if it leaves a legacy. It can't leave the legacy of a few individuals that have become rich. It must leave a legacy of a company that can grow, a company that can create jobs, can create careers. Not jobs. I don't want to create any jobs. I want to create a career where a young man or woman can say, this is my career.
On Friday, state transport utility Transnet announced that CEO Maria Ramos would step down at the end of February after 5 years at the helm. Banking group Absa announced that she would replace Steve Boyson as CEO on the 1st of March 2009. Transnet, meanwhile, did not immediately name a successor. Chairperson Fred Paswana said only that in line with the board's succession plans, it would announce Ms. Ramos' successor at the appropriate time before she leaves. Paswana indicated too that Ramos had always expressed a desire to explore challenges outside the company once the turnaround of Transnet had been completed. Ramos joined Transnet in late 2003. Also making headlines, pressure is growing for the World Trade Organization to hold a ministerial meeting at the Doha Round next month. ArcelorMittal South Africa will cut its prices again in December. The construction of an Eastern Cape bioethanol plant is expected to start next year, and the office overseeing the Clean Development Mechanism registrations may be transferred to the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.